and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. On a recent sweltering hot Monday,
you said we were going to order everything on the menu. I was like,
oh, you thought like
two dining companions and I headed to Chef Richie's Deli.
I thought we were. I brought a knife
at 35 North 5th Street in Hudson. Chef Richie's is a bustling convenience store and deli.
I think my coworker got like a literal peanut butter and jelly here once, and I had a bite of it.
With a constantly expanding menu.
Okay, so you don't want to get the Tex-Mex burrito.
No, I definitely want to get the Tex-Mex burrito.
I think we should get the Tex-Mex burrito.
That now includes platters, sandwiches, burgers,
Richie's cheeseburger,
vegan options,
Tex-Mex burrito,
which is vegan,
omelets, waffles, and seafood.
The shrimp over rice keeps kind of like catching my eye.
Yeah, uh-huh.
After some time staring at digital menus, we got the attention of a young gentleman who seemed to be in charge of operations.
I will go with the burgers.
We ordered a lamb gyro.
Lamb gyro, okay, you want white sauce and hot sauce?
Yeah.
I got you, no problem.
A vegan Tex-Mex burrito.
Tex-Mex burrito.
I got you. You want it the regular way or the vegan way?
The regular way or the what way?
Or the vegan way.
Richie's favorite, a sandwich with chicken, bacon, and mayo.
Richie's favorite sandwich.
A Richie's burger.
Burger, I got you.
And both regular and sweet potato fries.
Does the burger come with fries or should we get fries?
No, it does not come with fries.
While we waited for our order, we sat at the only table in the deli.
There's something for everyone.
Which is partially covered with a piece of white plastic tablecloth.
I've had the chicken cutlet, but in a wrap.
And checkered with disparate reading materials like young adult novels and Saratoga magazine.
When it's this format of cuisine, a crispy chicken wrapped up with some barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
Our first dish to arrive,
there's a line of Cinnamon Toast Crunch
with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch crepe.
And then there's also a line of perfect banana slices.
It was folded multiple times into a fat triangle.
It really is nice looking.
And then there's a drizzle
with a row of banana slices.
It's like sweetened condensed milk is what I would guess.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal on top.
And there's also a little dusting of like
there's cinnamon, and you smell the cinnamon.
Drizzled with white syrup and powdered with cinnamon sugar.
Okay. What's inside?
Inside of the soft crepe was more banana.
It appears to be banana.
And partially soggy.
And there's also Cinnamon Toast Crunch inside.
It is definitely Cinnamon Toast Crunch top to bottom.
So Emil's fork just broke.
Oh, wow.
10 minutes later.
The menu is really big, but
so
it also
your
feels
fries. That's your sandwich.
Something
it's a pretty
broadly enjoyable. Yeah. It's like a lot, but it also feels like there's a lot of intention.
I can come in here every day.
You see some tortillas.
Some tortillas and apple juice.
All of our savory dishes were ready.
So that
one is Rich's favorite.
Wrapped tightly in tin foil.
The vegan Tex-Mex, that's a rich ketchup.
The guy in charge labeled the burger and the Richie's favorite sandwich with stickers that said Richie.
Okay, so this is Richie's. All them Richie's.
Leaving the other two things with no stickers.
Sweet potato fries are often incredibly soggy, and these are quite crisp.
We sampled from the two paper boxes of regular and sweet potato fries.
I love a potato.
The regular French fries were medium sized,
really well seasoned,
lightly salted, and slightly soft.
I haven't had a sweet potato fry in so long.
While the sweet potato fries were crispier and lighter.
Ooh, very light.
We ate them with a large plastic container of sweet off-brand ketchup.
Any condiments?
Yeah, some ketchup and maybe you have like mayonnaise packets.
And I asked for mayonnaise.
I'm using mayonnaise.
That came in blue packets that said chef's quality.
Interesting.
Yeah, we
Wow. The vegan Tex-Mex breakfast burrito was a red tortilla.
It has potato inside.
With layers of chunky tempeh.
I didn't get much of the egg, but like the, what is it, tempeh? The tempeh is like...
But that's not real egg, right?
Oh, right.
So home fries.
Egg potatoes inside.
And a square of vegan egg in the center.
The texture is really nice, not rubbery at all.
Yeah, the faux egg like does look a little bit like egg.
It was hot and well seasoned.
The tempeh almost is kind of like what beans would be or something.
Well, there are beans in here.
Oh.
With spices.
And it has like a tiny bit of guacamole.
And a thin swipe of guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
This vibe.
Yeah, like on
Next, we passed around the Lan Nero. After carefully unwrapping its tightly coiled aluminum foil,
there's some white sauce
from one end.
I will say also the grill marks.
It was a skinny funnel of pita bread with grill marks on it.
Grill marks on the pita.
Either from an actual grill or manufactured that way.
One thing I like is that the vegetables aren't afraid of being warm.
With pieces of brown meat.
The lamb is like charred a little bit on the flat top. And
a smattering of white sauce.
It's a little piece of tomato.
And a few slices of roasted onion and pepper.
I think sometimes a lettuce can wilt.
Along with a little bit of lettuce that had gone limp.
I don't mind lettuce going a little limp. I think it might turn some people off.
From the heat of the other ingredients.
I do not think that is spinach.
You don't?
No.
Okay, yeah, maybe it's just romaine. I don't know, but yeah.
We unwrapped Richie's favorite, a sandwich from its foil.
Richie's favorite.
Inside, it was wrapped in another layer of parchment, slick with oil.
Yeah, the bread is like, is soft.
Its bread was submarine shaped.
Like, it looks like it's got hit on a panini press.
And it had been forcefully pressed in a panini grill.
Quite a lot of bacon on it.
Which I like.
The bread was squished, but held up to the inner layers of piping hot meat.
The chicken is kind of like
moist.
Almost pulled chicken.
The chicken, which was in a shredded fashion, was overpowered.
Oh, really hot.
It's definitely
it's super hot.
By a generous heap of particularly smoky bacon.
At the grilled vegetable medley
from the it's being reutilized.
We found the same cooked spring mix inside.
But the bread is almost soaked through with all the juices and flavor, but maintains its integrity.
And although it was invisible,
a creaminess to it. I think that there's like a there's some kind of mayo situation.
Evidence of mayo.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Our last dish was Richie's burger.
Oh my god, is it on a cinnamon roll? Can someone take a photo of that?
It's on, I believe, a brioche.
Three or maybe even four thin patties.
Four patties?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a preliminary bite.
A translucent slice of tomato that dangled from the burger as my dining companion ate it.
Something to behold.
The bun really looks like
barbecue sauce.
No, you're not wrong. It almost looks like it's
an American cheese.
It almost looks like a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
The bun looked like it had a spiral pattern, like that of a cinnamon roll.
I find myself wishing for the clear, bright song of a pickle.
And like the bread of the sandwich, it was squished.
The experience that I'm having is everything's like getting wrapped up real tight. Yeah, everything has kind of become one. I don't have a problem with hot lettuce myself.
For dessert.
We're ready for dessert.
I'm glad. Okay, I got what do you want? Like? Ice cream?
Yeah.
We tried both flavors of their soft serve ice cream.
Oh, also, sorry. Was this the only place in Hudson that has soft serve?
Chef Richie's Deli may be the only storefront in Hudson currently where you can get soft serve.
And one cheesecake and like one of the chocolate cakes.
I also ordered a cheesecake, chocolate cake, and something else.
You're eating the Oreo.
I'm having the Oreo. I didn't order this, but received cheesecake, a tiramisu-like cake.
Another tiramisu. I'm not getting a ton of like coffee.
And an Oreo cheesecake.
It has like a sheen to it.
All of which were suspicious.
I don't really know what to say about
so
this.
So you know,
one.
I think that everything so far has been really strong.
And uninviting.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm not afraid to say that the cakes have been a bit of a miss.
The soft serve ice cream came.
We are looking at a shocking amount of soft serve.
In unsettlingly large pint-sized containers.
I mean this in a good way.
And we likened it to the ice cream one might get.
Reminds me a lot of like McDonald's.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
If I end up at Chef Richie's again for dessert.
What's your experience like?
I can't really say.
I will get the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Crepe.
Yeah, the tiramisu is kind of.
Thank you for listening.
It's what I imagine it's like to be a straight woman and go on a date with a guy that actually has like a plan.
To this edition.
That's like fun, and it might not have been what you would have chosen.
A food segment. Oh.
But it's still nice that someone else took the wheel for once.
Oh. On WGXC.
Sometimes it's not what I would have had decided, but it's a welcome release of control.